The Vietnam War was horrifying for all people involved. Without clear lines, battle was confusing, difficult, and frustrating. To make matters worse, the enemy wasn't always a human. Soldiers on both sides faced a neutral, hostile force that both sides would learn to fear. This neutral enemy would be Mother Nature. The harsh environment, oppressive heat, mosquitoes, predators, and diseases led to the demoralization of all people involved in the conflict. Unexpectedly, one of Mother Nature's most feared predators also joined the battle, the tiger. On December 22, 1968, a man-eating tiger was stalking an American team. They were part of the 3rd Marine Recon Battalion, performing a patrol near Quang Tri, Vietnam. The 6-man recon team was on an observation mission near Fire Support Base Alpine, about 6 miles east of the Laotian border. The team had completed its assigned mission and was waiting to be heli-lifted from the area. However, bad weather conditions prevented their immediate extraction, and the team had posted a 2-man radio watch while the others settled down to get some sleep. The tiger suddenly attacked without making a single sound. Suddenly, in the cover of darkness, soldiers were alerted to a man screaming. PFC Roy Reagan, who had been sleeping next to the victim, recalled, "I jumped up and saw the tiger with his mouth around my partner. All I could think about was to get the tiger away from him. I jumped at the tiger, and the cat jerked his head and jumped into a bomb crater 10 meters away, still holding his prey. The Marines quickly followed after the tiger to the crater, and they opened fire on the attacking beast. They weren't sure which one of them actually killed the tiger, since they all fired at it. And once it was eventually hit, the tiger released his prey, and the man staggered out of the bomb crater." According to PFC Morris M. Howell, he looked dazed, and he asked, "What even happened?" The injured Marine was given first aid treatment, and a Marine CH-46 helicopter arrived to pick up the injured Marine, and the rest of the team, and the dead tiger. The injured Marine was rushed to the 3rd Medical Battalion Hospital at Quang Tri, suffering from lacerations and bites on the neck. The tiger, which measured 9 feet from head to tail, was transported to the 3rd Renaissance Battalion headquarters. The incident took place about 10 miles south of the demilitarized zone near a spot where a young Marine was slain by a man-eating tiger on November 12th. Military authorities had sent out a Marine contingent and 2 professional South Vietnamese tiger hunters 3 weeks ago to find the killer tiger and 3 others believed in the area. However, their hunt failed. The tiger had attacked Sergeant Goulden, and he was luckily walked away from the incident alive and without serious injury. Now, tiger attacks, statistically speaking, were not that common. However, soldiers did see tigers or report being stalked. And there were a few other cases in which soldiers on both sides were attacked and killed by a tiger. Some tigers hunted humans, and of course they were hunting a little bit as well. Now, of course, the biggest danger, excluding the enemy forces, was Mother Nature's other arsenal, such as venomous snakes, dangerous insects, and deadly diseases being transmitted via mosquitoes, such as malaria. All in all, this conflict was horrifying, not just from the horrors of war, but also the horrors of the land that it took part on. The oppressive heat and just all around rough experience for both sides led to this being a very brutal, demoralizing war. Now, as bad as that was, we do not want any wildlife animals or pests to infest your home. Wild animals, especially during the summer and fall, will be looking for homes to infest so that way they can hang out and be safe during the winter. However, this can cause problems for you because they could potentially attack you, transmit deadly diseases, damage your home, and cause other problems. So if you think that you have a wildlife or pest-related problem, give us a call at 855-WILDLIFE or visit our website at wildlifexteam.com and we'll be sure to help you out. Thank you so much and have a great day. Bye.
Having trouble with wildlife in your home or office? Wildlife X Team is your solution to get rid of the raccoons, bats, rats, and snakes. Having a professional team, we offer both residential and commercial animal removal methods by using innovative and integrated techniques. Our services include animal trapping, dead animal removal, nuisance wild animal control, and animal capture. What are you waiting for? To get 24/7 service, call us at 855-WILDLIFE for an affordable solution for your nuisance wildlife issues.